Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
How are you, Sheila G?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen. And also, along with my good friend and mentor, Dr. G, how's it going?
We're doing well.
We just thank the Lord for allowing us to get on the air one more time with T-Nuts. And truly, there's nothing new under the sun. So we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. Father, we pray that through the power of your spirit, you will bless us right now, God, that we will be able to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and that this will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And tonight, we're going to be looking at one of the subjects that's near and dear to Sheila G's heart. We were talking the last couple of weeks. And the reference is from 1 Thessalonians, and when you look at that book, you can find in verse 18, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And what help me out, Sheila G, is what you're saying is that whenever you're going through something, find a way or find something to give thanks. So if there's a situation that's going in your life that may not be something that's pleasing, may not taste good right now, there's a way to give thanks. And I'll give an example is if, you know, you have something that may not taste good for you. For instance, you might not like the way the medication tastes,
mm-hmm.
but you can give thanks that you're able to swallow the medication.
Amen.
That's right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get the medication in yourself
to
get well.
That's right.
And see, that's the way the word of God is sometimes. It's like it might not taste good going down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we should thank God that we can get it down.
That's right.
And then once it gets in us, it's going to help us.
Amen. That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's the That's why I was saying when we were talking is that when God tells us in everything give thanks, he's asking us for when we're on our up and when we're down,
mm-hmm.
because he's going to work whatever that situation out for us. So that's why I said our philosophy should be that regardless of what challenges we're faced with, whether it be sickness,
mm-hmm.
whether it be something going through the job, you lost your job, you can find something to be thankful for
mm-hmm.
in that situation. Because by giving thanks, that giving praise to God. By giving praise to God, that's putting the enemy on notice.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, Dr. G, you know, when like I said, I'm looking at the King James Version,
mm-hmm.
and it says, in everything.
Amen.
It didn't say for everything.
No. That's true. That's a good play on it, but that's true.
That's right.
Dr. G, am I correct there?
No, you're right.
It says in everything.
That's right.
It didn't say for everything.
Uh-uh.
That's right.
Because, uh-uh. I mean, honestly speaking, it would be difficult to give thanks for everything
mm-hmm.
that we may be dealing with or going through. But as Sheila G said, in everything,
uh-huh.
doesn't matter what kind of situation, good or bad, because God has your back,
right.
you've got to learn how to give thanks. You've got to find something to be thankful for in that situation,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but not for everything. No, a lot of stuff. I don't thank God for it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Uh-uh.
Amen. But I'm going to be thankful
Amen.
While I'm in it because I know he's going to be there with me.
There you go.
Be there with you.
And that's what is I call a growth factor that God wants to develop in
mm-hmm.
us. What I mean by growth factor, that's something that helps us to mature.
Right.
And everybody needs to learn to water certain things in our lives. In
Amen.
Other words, we have to learn to break up the fallow ground. The Bible says fallow ground. That means good ground. We got to learn to cultivate and break that stuff up in our own lives and allow God to plant and allow God to water so we can grow in those aspects. So what I mean by that is if there's an area as far as being thankful, giving thanks, we need to, when we break up the fallow ground, that means we need to allow ourselves to be open for God to teach us how to be thankful in everything. And then once that mindset comes in, God will begin to start illuminating and revealing to us how he wants us to be able to carry this out. Because in that second part of that verse, Sheila G., it says, for this is the will of God
mm-hmm.
in Christ Jesus concerning you.
You. That's right.
So I can't look at you
right.
and pick your stuff all apart.
There you go.
Lord have mercy. And you can't look at me.
Nope.
Right.
And Dr. G and pick our little stuff apart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he said, this is God's will concerning you. In other mm-hmm. words, God wants us to get to the point that we're maturing enough that we can find that silver lining or find that blessing
mm-hmm.
in whatever we're going through. But we have to learn to break up, like I said, to follow ground and allow God to work in our spirits and in our soul and plant and water so we can grow in that area. Too many times we become pessimistic
right.
instead of optimistic.
Yes.
Right.
Too many times we find our glass half empty
yes.
instead of half full.
Yes.
And what God says is, if I'm working all these things together for good for them that love
that's
God and are called according to his
purpose,
then what we have to do is we have to understand that in order for us to get there, God's going to have to allow a little bit of rain to come
Amen.
Into our lives.
Right,
Amen.
That's right, because it's easy to be faithful when everything is going well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the true faith is when you're going through, and with your human eye, it looks like the world is falling apart. But
right.
with your spiritual eye, you can find a way to be thankful. You know, there was a saying one time, someone said that I was sad because I have a foot, but then I looked and saw someone that didn't have any legs.
Lord have mercy.
So, but it's like, that's a true walk in faith.
Right.
You know that you're going through, and you know you're emotional, and you know that you're hurt, but you're like, you know what, Lord? I'm thankful, one, that you're right there with me.
Right, right.
And two, I'm finding thanks because somehow, some way, when I get on the other side of this,
right.
it's going to make me stronger, it's going to build my character, and I'm going to find a way for the next storm that comes
mm-hmm.
that I'll be even stronger to get through that. But I have to be positive.
Right.
I have to have that positive attitude. I can have tears streaming down my face, but I can still have the faith to believe that the Lord is going to bring me through.
Amen, mm-hmm. amen. And it's sort of like the farmer that that he'll go through mm-hmm. and he'll dig up that field.
That's right.
Right? Does he know it's going to rain?
No.
He has no idea it's going to rain, right?
Right.
Right? But he knows who knows it's going to rain.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And he'll dig up that field and he'll plow it up and then he'll come back and seed, right?
Right.
And throw that seed in the ground. Now, that sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
It does.
You throw a seed in the ground, and the seed has to die. I remember this in, I think I was in first grade, and they taught us about germination,
mm-hmm.
right?
Where the substance of the seed had to die for the benefit of the plant.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have faith enough that that germination process is going to take place, that even under that ground where you can't even see it,
right.
that God's working something out.
Working it out. Working it out.
Amen.
Working it out. I can't imagine not knowing that.
Yeah.
Because then you have no hope.
No hope.
And then if you have no hope, then you may as well just give it up. But your hope has to be not in man. Your hope has to be in God.
Amen.
And you truly, truly, I remember a pastor saying he taught a class on positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about your attitude.
Yep.
Yeah.
And your spirit and your connection with the Lord, that I can find something thankful in everything.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And you know, you bring that class up because I actually took a class on the art of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And as the teacher was talking, you know, as Christians, you know, you don't have to like everything
Amen.
That you're going through.
Amen.
But if you have the faith and the trust to put it in the Lord, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has got a plan for your life.
Amen.
And if he's got a plan for your life, then why be negative? Why
Amen.
Be down in the dumps? You know, life is too short to allow the negative things. And see, all that negative junk comes from the enemy anyway.
Mm-hmm. The great deceiver.
And so when you learn the art of positive thinking. No,
right.
you don't have to like what you're going through,
right.
but you put your faith and your trust in the one that you know is going to bring you through.
Amen.
And right. then as you do that, that's where you're growing
mm-hmm.
spiritually.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not so much focusing on all that negative stuff. And sometimes, and we've talked about it in the past, you know, misery loves company. and as a child, I don't want to be around a whole lot of negative.
No.
I enjoy my smiles and my
Amen.
Goodness because I know that God has been good to
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Right. Right. And then because you know that, you can be positive.
Mm-hmm.
You can encourage. And, you know, we were talking about last week how once we're saved and we're growing in grace, then mm-hmm. it's up to us to go
That's
out and
right.
draw others.
Right.
How can we draw others when they're watching you go through something
Hello.
And you're just whining and complaining
oh, my
and,
goodness.
And the sky's falling and it's like, okay, if that's what God is doing for you,
right.
then never mind, I'll stay right here.
Exactly. I don't want to know that God. but you know, that's the thing, like I was saying about the farmer. You know, he has confidence that God is going to work it out, that he's going to germinate that seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then it's going to grow up to whatever plant, the door, whatever plant is going to turn into.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand that you have to, in order to reap that benefit of that plant, whatever that fruit, that plant is going to bear fruit. You have to have that confidence that God is going to cause that seed to germinate and come through that soil. And so when you have that confidence in that, you can still give thanks in advance.
Amen.
Even though you don't see the fruit yet.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? In other words,
right.
when you're throwing the seed in there, You're thanking God that you got some seed.
That's mm. right.
You're thanking God that you got a field to plant it in.
That's right.
You're thanking God that he's going to give the rain and he's
right.
going to give the sun.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then on the cloudy days, what happens is you're still thankful because you know it's not going to be cloudy all the time.
All the
That's
time.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
And the days where it's not raining, you know that you can be thankful because you know it's not going to be a drought all the time.
Amen.
Right.
And so what happens is through every stage of producing that fruit, There's it's not always going to be rainy. It's not always going to be sunny. Mm-hmm. It's not always going to be pleasant. There's going to be some animals that are going to come in and try to mess up your crop and all that stuff. But at the same time, you can give thanks because you know that God is going to supply you all of your needs according to his riches and glory.
Amen.
God didn't promise anything, but he said, I'll be with you and I'll give you what you need.
Right. And that's why he put scriptures in there about weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Right.
And you can't get to that joy unless you find something to be thankful for.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're going to be weeping and
right.
weeping and
exactly.
weeping and
exactly.
weeping, and joy is never going to come.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so once you begin to tune into that, I'm going to find a way to give thanks in everything, because that's what he requires, and he wants us to be to the maturity level that everything that goes down in our lives, he wants us to be able to give thanks.
That's right.
That's a maturity level that God wants us to get. It's not easy. It's a day-by-day thing.
Right.
Amen.
But he wants us to get to the point in verse 18, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he says, in everything, give thanks. In other words, whatever you're going through, might have busted my toe.
Come on.
What about that?
Might have busted my toe.
At least you got a toe to bust.
But I got a toe to
oh,
bust.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Thank God I can feel it, because some people can't feel it. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know, and what that does will help you take that will help you take the focus off the pain.
Amen.
Right? But at least you can thank God that you have the sensory system, the nerves that can tell you that you got pain.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So you can reach down and grab it, you know, and try to soothe it. But that's the thing about pain, is that a lot of times we wouldn't go to the doctor to get well if we didn't have the pain.
I know.
That's right.
But when you have the pain, that tells you something's wrong. Isn't God
uh-huh.
good?
Yes, he is.
That God would tell you when there's something wrong with you, because we're so crazy. We'll walk around, don't know nothing. So, but if he puts some pain in it,
amen.
It'll get your attention
mm-hmm.
so you can go get well.
In other words, you'll be uncomfortable, but you'll be uncomfortable, which will drive you to go get the comfort.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
So there's a way to be thankful even for the pain.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Dr. G.
Well, you know, I was just sitting here thinking one of our members who've gone on, talking about Roscoe suffered greatly during his later years,
mm-hmm.
partly because of how he lived his life.
Right.
But then as he got older and got into the Word and became a part of the Lord, he understood. And he would always say, you know, I don't always feel good,
mm-hmm.
but I thank God for the feeling.
Lord
and when you think about that thing, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of that I wanted to throw in, you know, none of us really know what God's will is for us.
Right.
And so we have to lean and depend on him that he's working on our benefit.
Yeah.
And the bad and the thing about it is he's not going to always reveal his will to us.
No.
Amen. We have to learn to surrender our will over
Amen.
His will.
And it helps us to grow
mm-hmm.
when we go through, particularly if we go through something where we put ourselves in a place mm-hmm. that we shouldn't be. And we're in that place, and we look up, and we're like, okay, Lord, I made a mess. But if we start just thanking him for the mess that I put myself through and finding something positive about
mm-hmm.
it, then we can get through and get out of it. And if we draw close enough to him, we won't turn back and go back into it again.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And one of the things that when Paul was talking about this, He wanted us to understand that there's a opposition to you getting to that point where you can be thankful.
That's right.
And that opposition, many times, we talked about this a little bit last week, is each other.
Amen.
Right.
With that mentality causing us to take our focus off the will of God and start wearing each other out.
Mm.
Right.
I call it the friendly fire. So if we go back up to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 13, it says, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now, how in the world can I be at peace among myself
and also encouraging each other. The only way we can do that is with the love of God in
Amen.
Us.
That's right.
And so the enemy will try to get us from being peaceful and try to keep us from speaking positive to us, because when we don't try to stay peaceful with God, when we don't try to stay peaceful with each other and try to help each other, what happens is we go back to that old man and we become evil with each other.
Amen. Big time.
This is true. And that is why I always say that we have to keep our emotions in check.
Amen.
And the only way to keep your emotions in check is to trust and lean and depend on God. Because if you don't keep your emotions in check when somebody is coming at you, you want to lash back at them.
Lord
back
hammer.
At them. But mm-hmm. God says you pray for those who despitefully use you. And when you put a prayer on somebody,
exactly.
watch what God does.
Exactly. And when you look at what he says in verse 14, 1 Thessalonians 5:14, he says the way to continue to be encouraged, encourage each other and be peaceful with each other is to be concerned, genuinely concerned about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I find when I'm concerned about somebody else, what that does is that takes my ego out of it.
Amen.
Right.
One of our deacons said ego stands for easing God out.
Hello.
And I stop easing God out because my concern is for Sheila G. My
right.
concern is for Brandon. My concern is for Anthony. And so when I have that concern, I'm not focusing it on myself, because a lot of times what happens is people don't give thanks to God or seek God's will because they're focusing too much on what I can get out of the situation
right.
instead of being thankful that you can help somebody else. And so in verse 14, it says, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak. And this is the one that wears us all out. Be patient toward all men.
All men?
Not just my clique in my church.
Amen.
Just not my clique with the young people and the old people. Just not the clique for the choir.
All right.
All
the clique for the musician.
Come on.
The clique for the preacher.
Uh-huh.
Patient with all
men. It says what? All men.
Okay. Even when you have to be patient, even with those who wear on your patience.
Lord have mercy.
And those that judge you.
They plucked your last nerve. And God said, be patient.
In everything give thanks.
And in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And when he puts that Christ Jesus on there, that means he says, well, you got to do it because Jesus did it for you.
Amen. Right.
And if you truly have Jesus in you, you can't. He gives you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That means that you can be patient.
So let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. You can get on my last nerve. You can take me to the umpteenth level of pistivity. Right?
I like that.
Right? Pistivity.
Like
yeah. You can take me to the umpteenth level of pistivity.
Uh huh.
And. In that, I still got to minister to you and still be patient with you and love you like God loves you, regardless of how you are feeble-minded, weak, and unruly.
Can I call you feeble-minded and evil?
He says, exhort. This is verse 14.
No,
now we exhort you, brother.
Exhort.
Warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. So what God is saying, I'm telling you what the audience is going to be. I'm telling you the people that you're going to be ministering to. Dr. G, God tells us they're going to be
unruly.
He tells us they're going to be feeble-minded.
Uh-uh.
They tell us they're going to be weak. But he says in all of that feeble-minded, unruly weakness that we have to be patient with them.
So what do they mean by feeble-minded?
Feeble-minded means they're not thinking straight. Not thinking straight.
So are those the people that just let stuff fly out of their mouth before
they Everybody like that. Feeble-minded,
Come
mind
on.
Not strong, not on anything. Crazy for no reason.
Quick question, and I'm not, I don't want to get struck down or called blasphemous and Brandon's talking crazy, but I find that kind of hard to believe or at least understand, because my thing is being patient with people.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair, correct me if I'm wrong, that it should all fall on you being a Christian, because at some point that individual has to be accountable, because, I mean, you can be as patient as you want, but if somebody's not going to get it or take responsibility to say it's up to me to accept this, so that way you can help them out and continue to work with them and grow. It has to fall. Some of it has to fall on the individual, because I'm convinced you can try as much as you want to, but if that person doesn't want to be helped or want to see it, you're not going to be able to reach them, no matter how patient you are or no
right.
matter how hard
right.
it is you try. I still think there's some onus and responsibility on the actual individual you're trying to be patient with. Because at some point, I even know my parents growing up, you don't want to listen? Fine. Go fall, bust your head, go out here and do whatever. So maybe you can come back and then you'll understand what I've been trying to do. But I think at some point, you kind of have to let it go a little bit to maybe have them come back, let them go out, do whatever it is you're trying to help them with, then come
back.
And maybe they have to go through it, but I can't really see being... Or in a sense, you could look at that point. You could look at that as being patient and say, you know what? I'm going to just stop right now.
Right.
That hands off. Then I'll let them go through whatever it is they got to go through. Okay, so I've answered my own question. Okay.
and to be honest with you, the Bible talks
good job,
about
Sister
that.
G. That's deep.
The Bible
in a way,
does
I've asked
talk
the question and then I've answered it.
It does talk about that because it tells that even when you get to the point where they don't want to hear, you dust off the shoes and you keep going.
Right.
And that's being patient. You know, do what you can do.
Right.
But then you let the Lord handle the rest of it.
Exactly.
And the same thing with the thing of the children. You can train those kids to a certain point.
Right.
But then they're going to get to a point because they're getting older and they're going to try it, don't believe, stink. So you have to let them go.
That's right.
And yes, they're going to bump their heads.
Right.
But if you've done what God tells you to train them up, then when they bump their heads, they'll come back.
Exactly. And again, you answer your own question. The thing is, there's this thing called grace that God has now.
Mm-hmm.
And what God does is he extends the hand of grace to whosoever. There's going to come a time where the hand of grace is going to be withdrawn. But nobody's going to be able to say that they didn't have a chance to reach the hand of grace.
Amen.
Because God's going to make sure that everybody has a chance to grab that hand of grace.
Mm-hmm.
When he's saying be patient with the feeble-minded, when he's saying comfort the unruly, support the weak, when he's saying that, he's saying, you know, do what I tell you to do, and I'm going to take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we have to learn to do is be obedient, do what God says, let him take care of the results. And that is a way of being patient. It's a way of showing grace. And I'm going to show grace to you whether you're unruly, whether you're feeble-minded, whether you're weak. I'm going to be patient with you. I'm going to give this to you. And when I do that, I am being patient with you because I'm responding to you in a way that God will respond to you instead of a way that I would do in the flesh.
Right. And sometimes what we want to do in the flesh is not very patient.
Mm-mm.
Amen. And if you look at verse 15, God through Paul tells you what happens when we do it in the flesh.
Amen.
Verse 15 says, See that none render evil for evil unto what?
Any man.
Oh my goodness. And then in the second part of that verse he says, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to who?
All men. Once again, all men.
And again, he's saying, you know, there's a way to avoid this problem is to be patient, is to know that you're going to have some feeble-minded folk, you're going to have some unruly folk, you're going to have some weak folk, but if you're patient with them, don't render evil for evil, what will happen is the will of God will be fulfilled in whatever situation is. And that's what God wants us to do. And he says, what you need to do is to be thankful, find a positive situation in each, find a positive place in each situation, so that will give God enough time to work it out.
Right.
And when God has enough time to work it out, what happens is the will of God is done. And so it's a mindset. It's
right.
a mindset that we have to take. And you can know how to deal with people if you know what they're going to do.
Amen.
And when you know what they're going to do, then you say, okay, that's I know as soon as I say something to her, she's going to smack her lip and get an attitude. But I'm not going to go to that level. You know how you go to the level when somebody get an attitude with you?
Right.
You know they're going to smack their lips and roll their eyes?
Right.
And you're
going
to jump bad with them too. Oh, you can smack your lips and roll your eyes? I can smack my lips and roll my eyes too. So what now?
Evil for evil,
right? So what happens to the will of God when you got an attitude and I got an attitude?
It's not being done.
But if you know her MO, you know she's going to smack her lip, roll her eyes, and give you attitude, and he'll say, yeah, I'm going to pray the Lord on her. Lord have mercy. She's going to smack her lips and smack herself.
And that's when you pray for your strength. That's when you pray for patience. That's when you pray, like, okay, Lord, how do you want me to handle this situation? Mm-hmm.
Right. We're looking to get a caller on the line. 2194, you on the air?
Hello. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Yes. Good evening, Minister Kayson. Good evening, Reverend Gregory. Good evening, Miss Sheila. This is Alice.
Hi,
I just wanted
Alice.
To say,
good evening.
Yes, good evening. I just wanted to say, once you step out of self, you look in that mirror and you step out of self, the Lord will allow you to be able to deal with a lot of things, you know, because we got to get that flesh part over, you know. Once you step out of self, you can deal with anything anybody bring to you. That's how I feel about it.
That's right.
Now I do. I didn't feel like that at first, but I'm deep and deep in the Lord, and now I do feel like that.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your
And that's what I wanted to say. If you step out of self, you can deal with anything. Because you,
all right.
you look in that mirror and you step out of self, you can deal with whatever anybody brings to you. You know, if you're in the Lord, you can. That's how I feel about it. Now, like I
Amen.
Said.
Amen. Thank you.
I didn't feel like that at first,
but. We're going to go to 2122. 2122. You're on the air.
It's 2122. Hallelujah.
How you doing?
This is Brother Lee. And happy Thursday. Look,
happy Thursday.
As Psalm 121, verse 8 states, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. If there's someone that trusted in the flesh, I can relate to Paul. I was one of them. But God, he will keep you. He will cause you to stand down when the flesh want to rise. We must continue to feed the spiritual man. And it becomes a little easier for that flesh to back down and the spirit man to rise up and to show that love and patience towards others. And that's all I have to say.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Happy Thursday. We can go to 1211. 1211. You're on the air.
Hello.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
This Brother Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. God bless you. Thank you all so much. I just know that when we're connected with the Lord, we can be thankful in all types of situations because we know that we win in the end. It's like being in the Super Bowl and things look bad in the second quarter, but we already know that we're going to win the game if we don't quit and we stay on the right
track.
All right.
Because He gives us the power supernaturally to have the fruit of the Spirit. We don't have to do it in our own strength because we couldn't. The connection with Him, we can do all things.
Amen.
God bless y'all. God bless y'all.
Amen.
Thank you. We're going to go to 7971. 7971.
You're on air. Yes. I didn't get the question because I had to leave. What was the question?
The question is, how can you give thanks in all things?
Oh, my God. You can give thanks.
5:18.
You can give thanks in all things because that is the assurance that God has given you to think holy, knowing He's the supreme of everything in your life. And what He has written, you know that in regards to how bad it is, how horrible it may be, give Him thanks because it's His business. He knows what He's doing.
Amen.
And He's going to prevail, and you are too when you give thanks to Him. It's
Amen.
Just a
Amen.
Part of your life that you, it becomes a part of your life. I walk through this house and I thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. They take a break.
Amen.
That's all right. Thank you.
All right,
but
we thank
I
you for
know
your faith.
When I give Him that thanks, I know it's all right. it's going to be all right. And
amen.
I mean,
amen.
It could be something that's, I mean, just racking you. Just like you have to give thanks to him. Lord, for even
amen.
Thinking of me.
Amen.
Of giving me the breath of life. It could have been the other way that he just wiped it all out and slapped it on me and you don't have to worry about nothing. No more. No more pain. No more this. No more that. But in the end, as they say, have a little talk with Jesus. Makes it all right. And I'm a living
amen.
Testimony. I'm a living testimony. Laying in that hospital that whole week, nobody but me and Jesus. Thanking him, Lord, for thinking about little old me, for healing little old me. So sick.
We thank you for your statement. We're gonna go to the next one. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to 7462.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is very easy to give thanks in everything. This, these verses remind me of Galatians 5:22-23.
Amen.
God tells us about the fruits of the Spirit, and if we are walking in the fruits of the Spirit, then we have a way of life with God, with that relationship that we have with him. We're automatically, I call this part of this verse my ATM card. My ATM card is my automatic thanks management.
All right, I like that. Automatic.
It's automatic.
But thank you for your statement. We're gonna move on to 9016. 9016.
Hello.
How can I give thanks in everything?
Giving thanks in everything is to me like every morning before you get out of bed, just telling them thank you for allowing you to see another day. Just being thankful for the small things. Being thankful and grateful for the small things is preparing you for the big things that he's gonna do in your life. So no matter what, you know, it's all about that thing called grace and mercy. That blood that was shed for you, so you should be able to give thanks and everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you. We're going to move on to 6789. 6789, you're on the air.
Hello? 6789?
All right. We're going to move on to 9973. 9973. Just lost 9973. We're back at 6789. 6789, are you there? All right, we're gonna go to 9973. 9973, you on there?
Yes. Good evening, Pastor Kayson. This is Curtis. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm giving thanks to everything. I'm thankful for this phone call. I'm thankful that my supervisor didn't catch me on the phone calling in. That's because she just gave me a break. Man, I apologize. I was on the phone earlier, but I got alerted that she was coming to give me my break, so I had to get off and quit fasting in a hurry. So I'm back on. She's around the corner somewhere. But anyway, I just picked up on what you all were saying. I thank God for just living, you know, everyday life, my ups and downs, my changes and turnarounds, you know. And, you know,
amen.
Jesus went through a lot of things. So, you know, what I go through ain't nothing compared to what he's gone through. So I thank God for everything.
We thank you for your call.
All right.
And tell your supervisor God bless him.
All right.
Wow.
You know, one of the callers had mentioned Psalm 121, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because it says, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help, my help from the Lord.
Yes.
And when you're going through, it's easy to give thanks when everything in life is a box of chocolates and everything is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is giving thanks when you are tired.
Yeah.
When you feel like you can't make it anymore.
Yeah.
When there's kids are acting up, the husband's acting up, the job's acting up, the church is acting up, and you just want to say, you know what, Lord, can I come be with you right now? But that's when scripture's like, I would look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord.
Right.
You can look up to him. He gives you that help to be thankful regardless of what's going on around you, because he lets you know this is a spiritual battle.
Amen.
You don't have to fight this by yourself. You put it on me, and I'll take care of you. But
Amen.
if you think you're big and bad enough, go and try to fight it by yourself.
Right. And Paul continues that same thought that you're saying in verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 16, and people can get bent out of shape when they're looking at verse 14 and they're looking at verse 15 and saying, "Man, this is gonna be tough. I got to treat people good, even though I'm going
evil
through some
for
stuff.
Evil.
I got to deal with unruly folk. You know how difficult it is to deal with unruly folk.
Come on.
I mean, this is baby and them right off the break. Right off the break, they just
children,
just unruly.
Uh huh.
For no reason, get up in the morning just unruly. I call it just stupid for no reason. Dumb for no reason.
Uh-huh.
What in the world is going on? Just walk down the street and act like you don't have anything.
Well,
just unruly. Can't even go and sit down and have peace on the metro. You got somebody throwing stuff at people, acting fool.
That's right. Don't get on the beltway.
Get on the beltway. Folk cut you off. Come to church. Folk know you're trying to get somewhere. Get in your way.
Uh-huh.
Won't move out the way. Roll their eyes. All kind of crazy stuff. Just unruly.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, yeah, I want you to be nice to them because this is my will concerning you. I want you to show some Christ-likeness to them, because they acted just like you acted toward me.
Right. That's true.
And so what God says, the way that you deal with it, and this is the thing that gets me, is God says, when you got to have a difficult task in hand that you got to deal, God says in verse 16, he says, rejoice evermore.
Evermore.
In other words, you got to act like, amen,
you have the victory,
that you're happy, amen, in spite of what's going on.
Amen.
In other words, he wants you to be happy in spite of what's going on. In other words, that is your secret to being able to deal with these folks, is to rejoice in spite of what's going on.
Right.
So in other words, David said in Psalm 34, he said, I will. In other words, now I will. In other words, I'm going to will to do this. I will what?
Bless the Lord.
And what?
All time.
In other words, when they're unruly, I'm going to
bless
them.
Right.
When they're feeble-minded,
I'm going to bless
them. Don't y'all go to work calling people unruly and feeble-minded. I know y'all. You're going to be on the elevator. Somebody's going to get on the elevator and move you out the way. You're going to say, oh, feeble-minded, unruly. So.
I bless the Lord anyway.
And that's what you got to do. We got the 2-minute warning in our church now. Just get 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. I'm not going to get in the flesh. I'm going to take 2. So that's what we do. That's what we do now. When somebody gets on our nerves, take 2.
All right.
Take 2. We're going to take 2. Count that thing down. 159. 158. But God said, this is how you deal with having to deal with unruly people, feeble-minded people, weak people, evil people. He said, you got to learn to rejoice. And then when you start rejoicing in situations like that, people are going to think you crazy.
Amen.
But thank God that you're crazy for the Lord. In other words, you have a zeal for God, because one of my favorite psalms is when he says in Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, because they soon, what? Will get cut. Let's turn to that bad boy. Y'all see this one. Y'all say, Pastor T is crazy. But when he says, don't render evil for evil, because God going to take care of the evil folks.
Right.
Somebody, I'm getting ready to run around the building in a second. Anybody got any evil folk in your life right now?
Well,
I think everybody.
If you got some evil folk in your life,
mm-hmm.
If you got some evil folk in your life, Psalm 37 got a salve for yourself. In Psalm 37, verse 1, it says, fret not thyself because of what?
Evildoers.
Neither be thou envious against the workers what?
Of iniquity.
And here it is, for they, in verse 2, for they shall be what?
Cut down like
the grass and wither as the green earth. Good God Almighty. So this is what God is saying. Don't you worry about them evil folk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you worry about them unruly folk. Don't you worry about them feeble-minded folk. Be patient with them. At the appointed time, if they continue to act evil and unruly, God is going to take care of business.
That's right.
Amen.
God's got it. And the way that you do that is, the reason why God wants us to praise in the midst of our storms,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of our challenges,
mm-hmm.
because that puts our focus on Him. And so that will give you the peace and the strength that
right.
you need to do when
right.
everything, all hell is breaking loose.
Right.
So the more you praise Him, the more you're interacting with God. The more you're interacting with God, you don't worry about those unruly folks.
You can't.
You just can't. You can't worry, have a relationship with Him and deal with them as well. So He just gives you peace in the midst of the storm by praising Him.
Amen.
And rejoicing
evermore.
Him evermore. And you just, I have gone to my office and I've just said, okay, Lord, I'm going to bless you. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be. Everything's falling apart. And then I'm the calm one, but everybody else is falling apart.
Right, right.
But I'm the calm one. And it has nothing to do with me.
Amen.
It's because I took my focus off of the situation. I took my focus off the
exactly.
people. I took my focus off the attorneys. I put it on God. And God, like you said, in 37, worked it all out.
Amen.
Well, you know, I've been sitting here thinking, because one of the callers said you've got to take yourself out of the equation,
mm-hmm.
that the focus has got not to be on you. And when we function off of emotions, that's when we just lose control. But when our thoughts and our focus is on God, you know, we'll say down here in verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Then verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good.
Mm-hmm.
So if mm-hmm. you put your trust in the Lord, again, the emotional side of us.
Because
mm-hmm. see, when all this stuff is going on and people are talking about us, the flesh in us don't want to give God the praise.
Mm-hmm.
We want to express ourselves
mm-hmm.
and say some choice words.
Right.
Amen.
But that is not the will of God.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the key right there.
And if you continue to read down in that 37th Psalm, in verse 3 it says, trust in the Lord and
mm-hmm.
do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee desires of thy heart. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Verse 6, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and the judgment is the noonday. And then verse 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Oh, my goodness. That's that word that was back in Thessalonians. Patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Verse 8, cease from anger. And forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. In other words, don't let them pull you in
right.
to the mess.
Don't fall for it.
Because once we get in the mess, then our stuff starts sinking.
Hello.
In verse 9 it says, for evildoers shall be what?
Cut off.
But those that wait upon the Lord,
Hello.
Lord have mercy, they shall inherit the earth.
The earth.
And verse 10 says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea, they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. In other words, God is going to take care of this thing, but we got to learn to do it God's way. We got to learn to rejoice forevermore. And then if we go back to 1 Thessalonians 5, in that verse 17, hear what Sheila G. said earlier. It says, pray without ceasing.
Yes. In order to really pray, you always have to have your eyes closed and be on your knees.
Mm.
No, you praying all the time. You awake.
Amen.
Amen. Praying the whole time. And then some of them end up praying in a sleep.
Yeah.
I know preachers praying in sleep.
Come on.
My wife. She's like, what were you doing? What were you doing? I was praying in your sleep.
Because prayer is merely talking to God. It's just having a conversation with the Lord.
Amen.
And a lot of times people will say, well, I don't, like if you ask someone to pray in church, well, I don't know how to pray. You know how to talk.
Right.
You know how to talk to your wife. You need to talk to your friend. You surely know how to talk to your children. And you can, even when it says pray without ceasing, that means it doesn't always have to be this nice little pretty.
No.
If you are frustrated,
mm-hmm.
you can say to the Lord, I am frustrated, but
yeah.
you're focusing on him.
Exactly.
And he's communicating back with you and will help you to bring out that frustration. I think sometimes Christians are afraid to, when they're talking to the Lord, let how they're really feeling.
Right.
Because they don't, quote unquote, don't want to be disrespectful, but he knows what you're thinking anyway.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
So you may as well say, God, I'm tired.
I'm tired of this mess. They done got on my
last nerve.
What you going to do about it?
Amen.
If I messed up, show me myself, because I'm tired of this mess.
That's
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Lord, you know.
That even by doing that, you're still interacting with God
Amen.
Instead of interacting with that situation or interacting with that man, with that person.
Praying without ceasing, that means that pray about everything.
Everything.
All the time.
Pray about everything. And that's one of the things that helps prepare you for the day, is that you are praying about everything, because you can get in some strange stuff. And it'll just pop up just like that.
Well,
and if you're not prayed up,
yeah.
next thing you know, you done said the wrong thing.
Right.
You've done the wrong thing.
Right.
You've thought the wrong thing. That's why you need to pray. And that's why I tell the young people, when you get ready to get involved with Boo.
Come on.
Oh, that mercy.
Pray about it.
You need to pray all the time. You need to pray about where you're going with Boo. Because if you get in the wrong place and the night is too nice and the music is just right and everything, and if you're not praying for Boo, Lord have mercy, you're going to be waking up in the morning talking about what in the world have I got myself into.
Amen.
And they're trying to figure out how to get out.
Uh-huh. But you need to pray. Before you go out with Boo, you need to tell her, look here, we need to pray before we even go out.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Because I know me. And you know you. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Doing all right.
Can I get a witness?
Doing all right.
Sheila J, I'm just trying to keep it real.
Uh-huh.
You are keeping it real.
I know you had to pray when you saw a smooth Dr. G come around that corner with the pimp. He got the Obama pimp. Lord have mercy. I'm going to leave that alone.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Well, somebody else said that,
He was pimping before Obama was pimping. He had the Obama pimp.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, but every time he left the house, you all were teasing me about it.
Yeah, we were teasing. but you had to be careful where you went with Dr. G.
Amen.
Because if you go someplace with Dr. G, you're not prayed up.
Amen.
You're going to have to do a whole lot of repenting.
Amen.
In the morning. I'm just keeping it real.
Well.
Just keep it real.
Amen. Can I put it that way?
Uh-huh.
Yes, you can.
So that's why I say you need to pray about everything, but I think too many times we get involved with relationships, we get involved with jobs,
right.
we get involved with people and stuff without praying about it and asking God, God, help me with this. God, you know my weakness. Show me something before
right.
I go too far so I won't have to suffer the consequences or pay the price. So I want to pray at all times, and even if I have to stop short of what my flesh wants, I'm going to give thanks
right.
because I know if I went that far, then that wouldn't be your will.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I'm going to give thanks that even if we just had to talk on the phone.
That's right.
Amen.
Right. I can't see you today.
I can't see you today because my flesh is weak.
Amen.
So I'm going to talk on the phone. You eat your french fries at your place.
Amen.
I'm going to eat my french fries at my place.
Come on.
Amen.
Because the flesh is on trying to get his Mac on.
Uh-huh.
Keep it real.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I'm going to thank God that I cooled down and got myself together now.
Amen.
Because this is the will of God.
Amen.
Go to a movie, a public place.
Amen.
And too, with that praying, you know, we ought to be praying, Lord, let your will be done.
Amen.
There it is.
Instead of what we want.
There is the confusion.
Amen.
There is the confusion. People tend to think that I can just ask God, this is what, okay, you tell me to pray, I pray for it.
Amen.
But that may not be what God wants you to have.
Amen.
But it's like, but I pray for it. Lord, I pray for it. And then, too, you can't pray, what is it, amiss.
Right.
You pray.
You got to pray according to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
Just according to
speaking
his will.
That, okay, I'm just going to say this to get, you know, let the Lord, I'm talking to him, but I'm still going to do it my way.
Right. And so that's what he's teaching us, that we got to know the people we're dealing with. We got to be patient. We can't render evil for evil. We got to know that God's going to take care of all of this. We got to know that we can do it if we rejoice and bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continually be in our mouth. We can do it if we continue to cease not to pray, but pray without ceasing. All of these things are the formula to success.
Continue to be thankful.
And finally, with that verse 18, it says, you know, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God concerning you. And so you got to be, when you're going through,
right.
You got to be thankful. You got to be mindful of everything that God said. And then when you allow those things to ruminate in your spirit, in verse 19 it says, quench not the spirit.
Mm.
And you got to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. And once you can get to that point, Sheila G., what happens is, like, I forget who it says, the ATM, automatic thanks management.
Yes.
That ATM, automatic thanks management, will kick in.
Right.
And the Spirit of God will guide you and tell you and warn you about certain situations. And
right.
Hold your tongue, because some Christians got a sharp tongue.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my goodness.
Say
it's
it.
Not so much that what you say, but sometimes it's
how
you
say
it.
Oh, my God, we didn't cut you bad. You're like, oh, my goodness, you didn't cut me up with that tongue.
Right.
And so the Holy Spirit will keep you. The Holy Spirit will guide you into doing all these things, and you'll find yourself growing. You'll find yourself maturing in God
right.
to the point where you can just be thankful and say, Lord, I thank you. I know when I look back over my life 2 years ago, I've
mm-hmm.
come a long way.
Right.
Because there was a time if Sister Girl would have did so-and-so,
all right.
I would have popped off my wig.
Come
I
on.
Would have unhooked my earring.
Give me the Vaseline.
My Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Shoes would have came off.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have suffered a beatdown.
Amen.
But because I've learned to deal with unruly people,
that's right.
Because I've learned to be patient, because I've learned to deal with feeble-minded folk and not render
evil
for
evil,
because I've learned to rejoice forevermore, because I pray without ceasing, because I give thanks in all things now, I'm not going to jail for giving nobody a beatdown.
And when I wake up the next day, I can feel good about myself.
Amen. I'm not in jail.
Amen.
But you can feel what.
Amen.
But you can feel good about yourself when
yeah.
you when you get to that point where you know the old you didn't react the way the old you reacted.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Just thank the Lord. Okay, now that's how I know I'm really good. And a lot of times you even do that, not even so much as with you know being angry with
mm-hmm.
people, but
mm-hmm.
worry.
Yeah.
You know, we are some of the most worrying people in the world.
Whatever.
And when you start to just thank the Lord and don't worry as much,
mm-hmm.
worry as much, that is something that you can be rejoiceful for, too, because worrying will kill you.
Yes, it will.
Stress probably you have heart attacks, high
mm-hmm.
blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
all that. But once we get past that worry and just thank the Lord, then that's how we know that we're growing in Christ.
Amen. And everybody should be growing. You shouldn't be in the same place you were, you know, last year.
Right.
You know, somebody said something to you. You got to learn to mature in that area. You shouldn't be upset, twisted, all because of this, but you should be maturing. And, you know, you can't hop from Bible study to Bible study, hop from church to church,
right.
hop from this friend to that friend.
Right.
You know, you got to learn to get mature in the Lord and settle down and learn how to deal with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because if you run away from him, you're going to run away from him then.
Amen.
You get into a relationship, get married, and have problems in this situation. If you don't learn how to figure them out in that marriage, you get married again, it's going to be the same
right
thing.
You.
You're going to get to that one, it's going to be the same thing.
Right.
You go to that church, we got a problem there, it's going to be the same thing. You go to that church,
right.
you get involved with that friend, it'll be the same thing. And it'll just, you know, keep perpetrating, but you got to learn how to deal with it. And when you learn how to deal with it, then you can, you know, be that person that, you know, can give thanks in all things with the will of God concerning you. Man, time is really gone tonight. Sheila G., I thank you for your wanting to talk about this tonight. It's one of her favorites. What is that thing that you guys are doing over at New Birth now? What did you call that?
Gospel Challenge of the Week.
Gospel Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Gospel Challenge of the Week?
The Gospel Challenge of the Week was 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. When you're faced with challenges during the week,
mm-hmm.
find something to be thankful for.
Find something to be thankful for.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a blessing. Well, we're going to ask you to close us out in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to come once again thanking you for the opportunity for us to expound on your word, Lord. We pray, Father, that those that have heard it and that hear it now, then, as well as those who will hear it later, will take this word, hide it in their heart, Lord. deal with their lives accordingly. We just thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's going to do it for us tonight. We'd like to thank everyone. And hopefully we'll hear from you on next Thursday night. Good night.
Good night.
All right. This is Sheila G. The Gospel.